All right, starting for Knox County, we've got Katie Osmus, number 12, Stacy Leckby, 21, Amanda Woods, 30, Tessa Raymer, 32, and Lori Peters, 34. For the Tigers, number 11, Stephanie Elzey, number 23, Abby McKim, 31, Emily Ladwig, 35, Caroline Slavin, and number 45, Sydney Slavin. We've got two Slavin girls and two Rogers girls on this team, so it's always a little struggle to keep them straight. Jumping for Knox County will be Lori Peters and Emily Ladwig for Bashir. We're just about ready to get underway. Here we go. Knox County will control the tip-off. Amanda Woods with it. Shot's no good. Rebound, Knox County. Shot is still no good, but there's a foul. Foul is going to be on Stephanie Elzey. And Lori Peters will go to the line. Peters' first shot is good. So Knox County on the board first. Second shot's on its way, and it's good as well. Slavin will inbound it to Ladwick. Back to Slavin. Up ahead to McKim. McKim brings it across the timeline, picks up the dribble, gives it into Ladwick. Ladwick to McKim from the elbow, shot no good. Osmus with the rebound, and Leckby coming back the other way. Leckby shot by Raymer is no good. Goes out of bounds. It'll be with sure ball. Ladwig to Elzey. Elzey splits the coverage, puts the ball on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. Evident already that Knox County is going to do a lot of pressing. They're an experienced team. Ladwig into McKim, into Ladwig. Ladwig loses the handle on it. And Leckby with the ball, and the shot's no good, and she's fouled. Foul's going to be on 23, which is... Let's see, who is 23? Oh, it's Abby McKim. Leckby's shot is up, and it's good. Second shot. This one's good as well. Slavin will inbound it to McKim. Up ahead to Elzey. Elzey brings it across the timeline, guarded by Leckby. To Ladwig. Ladwig on the left wing picks up the dribble to Slavin. The elbow over to Elzey on the right side. Back to Ladwig, top of the key. Ladwig dribbles around the right, picks up the dribble to Elzey at the free throw line. Elzey puts it on the floor, dribbles, kicks it back out to McKim. McKim to Ladwig, and Raymer went for the steal and is guilty of the infraction. Ladwig is going to inbound it to Elzey. Elzey puts it on the floor, loses the handle on it. Knox County picks it up, takes it all the way. That was Peters. Ladwig gets it into Slavin. Slavin loses the handle on it. Amanda Woods picks it up and puts it in. 8-0 now, Knox County. I got timeout. I thought it was going to be a 5-second call, but coach gets the timeout called. The timeout on the floor, 6:19 left in the first. Knox County roaring out to an 8-0 lead. Got Macy Rogers checking in the game to replace Sydney Slavin. Ball comes in to Rogers. Peters pokes it out of bounds. So it'll stay with the Tigers. Ball comes in to Rogers. Rogers puts it on the floor, picks up the dribble. Comes in to McKeon. McKeon brings it across the timeline. To Elsie up at the top of the key. Elsie. They're going to call her with travel. Osmus into Lechby. Lechby brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Sends it back to Osmus on the left side. Back to Peters, the corner, cross court. Three-point shot is no good. Roger comes up with it. Shot was by Raymer. Pass comes up ahead to Elsie, to Slavin. To Rogers. Her shot up off the glass is no good. And they're going to get an over-the-back call on Caroline Slavin going up over Woods. It's a third foul now on Brashear. Lechby brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Osmus on the right wing. Osmus back to Lechby, around the horn to Raymer. To Peters, cross court, back to Osmus, back to center to Lechby. Looks to send it into Peters, over to Raymer. Shot just inside the arc for two. Inbound by Macy Rogers to Lodwig. Raymer gets her hands on it, and she was on the line, so it goes out of bounds. Inbounds to Rogers. Rogers brings it up across the timeline in a hurry and lost the handle on it. Lechby picks it up and takes it the other way. Brings it to Woods, and I'm sorry, to Raymer. To Lechby at the top of the key. Around the horn over to Osmus in the right wing. To Raymer. Raymer at the baseline, back out. Comes out to Lechby at the top of the key. In the paint to Peters. Peters kicks it back to Lechby, who shot the three. Is no good. Macy Roger comes up with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Bounce pass up to Elsie. Elsie loses the handle on it. Lechby picks it up. Hands it to Wood. Back to Lechby, and we're headed the other direction. Lechby up ahead to Raymer. Raymer the left wing. Back out to Osmus. Bounce pass over to Lechby. To the right blocks to Peters. Cross court back over to Raymer. Left wing. Back up top the key to Osmus. Osmus. Over to Lechby, to Peters, the right elbow. She dribbles around, tries to shoot. Ball is deflected. Ends up in the hands of kind of a scrum, but Elsie gets a handle on it, brings it across, and the ball is poked, and there's a foul in the process of it. So we'll stay with Brashear. McKim's going to inbound it on the far side. McKim into Rogers. Rogers dribbles the top of the key into the left elbow. Bounce pass over to the left corner to Ladwig. Her shot is no good. Ball gets on the floor. They're going to call jump ball. 3:53 left in the first. Knox County leads it 10-0. Lechby will bring the ball up. Comes across the timeline, top of the key, over to number 10, Myra Parrish. To Peters, back to Lechby, back to Parrish. Parrish back to Lechby, top of the key, splits the defenders, dribbles in, sends it over to Osmus. Left side shot is well off the mark, but it's caught before it goes out of bounds. Myra Parrish comes up with it. Peters in the paint, her shot's no good, and she's going to be fouled by Macy Rogers. No, I'm sorry, they're going to call that on McKim. Peters will go to the line. First shot is good. Sydney Slavin checking in for Caroline Slavin. Peters' second shot is on its way, and it's good as well. 12-0 now. Rogers, Macy Rogers has the ball. Brings it up across the timeline. Changes directions, headed right. Bounce pass in to McKim. Back at the Ladwick outside the arc. Her shot is no good. Lechby with the ball. Comes across the timeline. Sends it to Peters' left baseline. Her shot is no good. Ladwick comes up with it. Pulls up. Send it over to Rogers on the right side. Rogers changes hands. Bounce passes to McKim. The baseline shot comes up short. Gets up on the floor. And they're going to call a jump ball. This time it'll stay with Brashear. Kristen Love checking in for McKim. Ladwick will inbound it. Ladwick to Elzy, the right side. Elzy dribbles it in, sends it back out to Ladovic, who shot up off the glass. No good. Peters with the rebound, and Leckby's bringing it the other way for Knox County. To Parrish, back to Leckby, shot for three, is in and out. Becca Mallett had it momentarily, sends it out to Peters, ends up on the floor, and it's going to be another jump ball. This time it'll stay with Knox County. Inbound pass to Leckby, cross court over to Osmus. Osmus sends it back to Mallett, the right corner, back out to Peters, the elbow to Parrish. Leckby up top over to Mallett, right corner. Shot is no good. Ladwick has it, comes across the timeline, nearly walks with it, hands it to Elzy. Elzy will bounce pass to Love. Love, left side. Macy Rogers shot from the left side is good. About a 12-foot jumper. Tigers finally on the board now, 12-2. Leckby has it up on top to Parrish, left side. She's going to square up for three. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it's Brashear ball. Ladwick will inbound it. Send it out to Rogers. Rogers puts it on the floor, comes across, and just about slips and falls down. Regathers herself. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. And shot no good. Lodbeck with the rebound, and she's able to put it in. 1:28 left in the third. In the first, Tigers still trail 4-12. Mallett has the right corner, right wing, back up top, back out to Perry. Shot no good. Amanda Wood with the rebound to Leckby. Knox County moving the ball around a lot. Raymer to Peters. Peters, there's nobody there. Her little jump shot from just outside the blocks is good. Tigers inbound it to Love. Love brings it up across the timeline. Hands it off to Macy Rogers. Rogers, spin move, takes it in. Little jumper is no good. And Leckby comes up with the rebound, and Rogers guilty for a reaching foul. That, I believe, is her second. No, they're saying it's the first. Slavin checking in for Ladwig. Caroline, that is. Leckby brings it up across the timeline. Has it up top, sends it over to Raymer, left corner. Back out to Leckby. Bounce pass over the right side to Parrish. Squares up the three, and it's good. Oh, they're just going to give her two. 31 seconds left. Love gets it in to Rogers. Dribbles behind her back. Comes across the timeline. Tries to get it over to Slavin, but it's tipped into the hands of Mallett. Rogers goes for the steal, and they're going to call her with a foul. That is her second now. 18 seconds left in the first. Parrish inbounds it to Leckby. Leckby brings it up across the timeline, the top of the key. Sends it the right side to Parrish. Back out to Leckby, around the horn, over to the left side. Shot for three. No good. And time expires before they could get a shot off. So at the end of one, Knox County leads it 16-4. Elzy, Macy Rogers, Sydney, and Caroline Slavin. Elzy puts it on the floor, guarded by Leckby, dribbles over the left-hand side. And they're going to get a foul, I think, probably on Leckby. Ladwood checks in for Love. Rogers is going to inbound it. First foul on Leckby. Three team fouls on Knox County. The ball comes in to Caroline Slavin. And she tries to get it to Elzy, but it ends up going out of bounds. McKim checks in for Elzy. Leckby has it. Tigers all fall back. Leckby comes across the timeline, top of the key, sends it over to Raymer. To Mallett. Mallett tries to get it into Peters. Ends up back in the hands of Raymer. Back to Mallett, and they're going to get Mallett with a walk. Ladwig into Rogers. Rogers, bounce pass up to McKim. McKim to Slavin. To Ladwig out behind the arc. Her shot is no good. Knox kind of comes up with it, and Leckby's bringing it the other way. She comes across the timeline in a hurry. Sends it to Mallett on the left side of the baseline, and she's able to put it up. 18-4. Ladwig inbounds back to Rogers, up ahead to McKim. McKim up to Ladwig. Ladwig has it up top the key, back to McKim, left side. And Leckby gets her hands on it. They're going to call a jump ball. Woods and Austin is checking in for Knox County. Parrish is inbound to Osmus. Osmus will bring it across the timeline. Sends it to the right side to Raymer. Raymer to Osmus. Into Mallett. Send it back out and around the horn to Parrish in the right corner. Back out. Around the horn to Raymer. Raymer wants to drive the baseline. And they're going to get Slavin, Caroline Slavin, with a foul. And with the bonus, Raymer will go to the line. Shot is up and good, so she'll get the chance to shoot again. The second foul on Slavin. 6:40 left in the half. Slavin checks out. Elsie comes in. Raymer's shot is no good. Macy Rogers with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. She runs into a crowd, and they're going to call a foul. It's going to be on 54, which is Becca Mallett. That's her first, 14 fouls. Inbound comes to Macy Rogers, wants to drive the baseline, loses the handle on it, ends up in the hands of Amanda Woods. Somehow, McKim gets her hands on it and steals it away. Her shot's no good, but the rebound is Macy Rogers. She puts it up, and her shot's good. Parrish has it. Cross course over to Raymer. Raymer, bounce pass to Osmus. Around the horn over the left side to Parrish. Shot for three is good. 22-6. Knox County inbounds to Elsie. Bounce pass back to Rogers. Comes up ahead. Way too high for McKim. Goes right in the hands of Woods. Over to Parrish. Left elbow and her shot's good. 24-6 now. Inbound to Rogers. Spin move. And they're going to call her with a double dribble. Raymer to Osmus. Osmus bounce pass over to Parrish on the right side. Cross court back to Raymer. Raymer makes a move to go for the baseline. She's fouled by Ludwig. That's Ladwig's first foul. Raymer to the line. Shot is no good. Ends up on the floor. McKim has it. And Elsie comes up with it. Elsie up ahead to Rogers. Rogers brings it across the timeline. Wants to drive it in the lane. Kicks it back out to Ladwig. Ladwig's shot is good just inside the arc. Osmus brings it back in a hurry. Sends it to Woods on the left side. It's a little too strong for Woods to hang on to. He goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to the Tigers. Knox County falls back out of that press for a little while. Elsie comes up across the timeline. And she's going to get fouled by Osmus. Caroline Slavin checking in for Sydney Slavin. Inbound to McKim, top of the key. McKim passes it back to Ludwig. Ludwig takes it around the horn to the right side, picks up a dribble, wants to get it into Slavin. Her shot is no good. Shooting over Tessa Raymer. Parrish has it, coming back the other direction to Woods. Woods wants to drive the baseline, nearly has the ball stolen, comes back out and around the horn to Raymer on the left side. Raymer to Leckby up top. To Woods in the lane. Her shot is no good. Caroline Slavin with the rebound to Ladwig. Ladwig sends it up to Rogers. Rogers picks up the dribble, sends it back to Ladwig. Ladwig has it on the right side. hands the back to Elsie. Ladovig's going to square up for three right at the top of the key. Shot is no good. Mallet with the rebound. No, up to scratch that. It's Parrish with the rebound. Parrish up to Raymer. To Mallet at the corner, right corner. Back out up top to Parrish. Parrish takes a step in. And her shot is no good. And McKim with the rebound. And Elsie's going to take it all the way. And her shot's good. How she wasn't fouled, I'll never know, but they didn't call it, but the shot's good anyway. 24-10 now, Knox County. Oxmus has it, brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to right side to Raymer. Back out to Oxmus, around the horn to Parrish. She wants to shoot for three, but sends it back to Oxmus. Oxmus over to Raymer on the right wing. Back out up top, Raymer. Or Oxmus, that is. Oxmus to Parrish, left side. She is going to shoot for three this time. Shot no good. Caroline Slavin with the rebound. Hands it to Rogers. Rogers brings it across the timeline. To Elsie. Elsie wanted to shoot for three. Sends it back to Ladwig. Ladwig puts it on the floor, dribbles left side, and tries to get it into Slavin, but Amanda Woods gets her hands on it. Knox County calls timeout. So, 3 minutes, 11 seconds left in the half. Knox County leads it 24-10. Oxmus inbounds it to Leckby at the top of the key. Leckby over to Oxmus. Back to Peters, and it goes right out of bounds. This is going to be Tigers ball. Ladwig to Macy Rogers. Rogers brings it up across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Sends it out to Love. Love puts it on the floor on the left side, picks up the dribble, back out to Ladwig, top of the key to Macy Rogers, puts it on the floor, spin move, back to Ladwig on the left side, shot is an air ball. Goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to Knox County. Oxmus to Leckby. Leckby's a speedy little gal. To Raymer, back out to Mallet. To Leckby. Left corner to Raymer. Raymer squares up the right wing for three, and she gets it. Ladwig coming back the other way, comes across the timeline. To Love. Love gets it to Slavin. Slavin's shot is no good, but Ladwig comes up with it, but they call her for the walk. Luckby comes across. Sends it over to Oxmus, back to Peters in the corner, back to Oxmus, the left wing, around the horn, over to Raymer. In the lane to Peters. Peters back to Oxmus, 15-foot jump shot is no good. Mallet comes up with the rebound, sends it back out. Back to Mallet, the right corner. Around the horn to Leckby, in the paint to Peters, back out, around the horn, over to the left side to Peters. Peters going to drive the baseline, sends it back out to Raymer, whose shot is good. These girls from Knox County have really gotten to be pretty good shooters. 30-10 now. Macy Rogers sends it to Ladwig, left baseline. In the paint to Rogers. Rogers' shot up off the glass is good. Leckby sends it to the right wing. To Raymer. Shot is good. They just can't seem to miss. It's good for three. Rogers has it. Comes across the timeline. Back to Slavin. The right block. Shot is no good. First open shot. Caroline Slavin, I think, has had, but she wasn't able to convert. Raymer has it. Around the horn, the left wing. Back to the corner to Peters. In the paint to Mallet. Shot is good. 43 seconds left in the half. Rogers has it over the left wing to Ladwig. Back to Rogers up top of the key. Back to Ladwig. Ladwig to Rogers, left side. Shot is no good. Peters has it, and she's headed the other direction. Up ahead to Woods. Woods tries to split the defenders, and she's fouled in the process. 22 seconds left. Foul is going to be on 25, which is going to be Macy Rogers. And that's three on her. McKim checks in. Rogers is going to sit down. Shot is up and good by Raymer. clanked on the front end of the iron, but it rolled on over and went in. 36-12 now. Knox County with the advantage. Raymer's second shot is in and out. Peters streaks in, gets the rebound, shot no good. Slavin comes up with the rebound, hands it off to Smith. Smith dribbles it off her foot and ends back up in the hands of Peters. Back out to Raymer. Shot is this time no good, but she streaks in, gets her own rebound, and puts it back off the glass. Good. 5 seconds left. Elsie will come back over to come across. Time expires before she can get a shot off. So at halftime, Knox County leads it 38-12. All right, we're ready to get underway in the second half tonight's action. It's going to start out as the Tigers' ball. Brashear trails in this one 38-12. On the floor for the Tigers, Caroline Slavin, Macy Rogers, Emily Ladwig, Abby McKim, and Stephanie Elsie. Elsie has the ball, dribbles to the left side. Back out to Rogers. Rogers squares up for three. Shot comes up short. Leckby comes up with it. To Parrish. Parrish to Peters. Peters shot up off the glass. It's good. Somebody was out of position there. Peters was wide open to the basket. Elsie brings it across the timeline, sends it back to Ladwig. Back out to Rogers. Rogers wants to drive along with the left side of the lane. Shot is no good. Ladwig has her hands on it. I don't know who the foul is going to be on. It's going to be on Parrish. That's her first. Ladwig will inbound it. Ladwig out to Elsie. Elsie back to Ladwig, the right corner. Her shot for three comes up short. And Becca Mallett with the rebound to Parrish. Parrish sends it all the way up ahead to Peters. Peters squares up for a little 15-foot jump shot. It's good. 42-12 now. Elsie brings it across the timeline to Rogers. Rogers bounce pass to Ladwig. Ladwig back to Macy Rogers at the corner. Bounce pass over to Elsie. Shot just inside the arc. No good. Ladwig with the rebound. Her shot is good. 42-14. Parrish will bring the ball back for Knox County. Comes across the timeline. Sends it over to the right side. Into Mallett. Mallett shot up off the glass is good. Elsie comes across to Rogers, left wing. Back out to Ladwig up top. Ladwig over to Elsie. The pass is too strong. Goes out of bounds, so it'll go back to Knox County. Shelby Rogers checks in the game for Slavin. Leckby has it. Kicks it back to Parrish, around to Raymer. Raymer drives in the lane and she's fouled by McKim. It's a third on McKim. Parrish will inbound it. Parrish sends it to the left corner. And back out to Leckby at the left wing. To Peters. Peters takes it up. Shot's good. She's fouled. Foul is going to be on Macy Rogers, and I believe that's her fourth. Yep, it is. Sydney Slavin checking in, undoubtedly, for Macy Rogers. She's going to be done probably until about halfway through the fourth period. Peters' shot is good. The old-fashioned three-point play. 47-14 now. Inbounds comes to Elsie. Elsie will bring it up. Comes across the timeline to Ladwig. Ladwig as the baseline gives it to Shelby Rogers. Shot's no good. Peters comes up with a rebound to Lexby, and we're going to go in a hurry. Peters unable to get the easy shot off the glass. Elsie comes up across the timeline, nearly has the ball stolen from her. Back to Ladwig. Ladwig to Elsie, over to McKim, over to Elsie, back to Ladwig. Ladwig puts it on the floor. Little give and go into Elsie. Shot no good. It's going to be on the floor somehow. Somehow Raymer ends up to it to Lechby, and Lechby just puts it in nice and easy, and that's all there is to it. That ball is on the floor about halfway down the court. Elsie has it to McKim, the left elbow. Ball is partially tipped, but still goes in. They're going to call something on 32, some kind of a foul. It was away from the play. I'm not sure what it was, but it was on Tessa Raymer. That's her third, and the ball is going to stay with the Tigers. Ladwig has it, left corner shot is no good. Elsie comes up with the rebound, and as she was picking it up to shoot, the ball is poked out of bounds. Stay with the Tigers. Ladwig sends it out to Elsie. Elsie back to Ladwig, and Parrish pokes it out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Ladwig to Rogers. Rogers to Elsie up top. Gets it in to Rogers. Shot up off the glass is no good. Slavin comes up with it, and her shot up off the glass is in and out. And Peters gets it, but she steps on the baseline. So the ball will come back to Tigers. Ladwig into Rogers. Rogers out to Elsie. Elsie has up the top. Lechby went for the steal. To Rogers. Rogers to Elsie. Ball's on the floor. Comes up to McKim. McKim dribbles it around to the baseline. And it's knocked out of bounds, but it'll stay with Bashir. Knox County getting their hands up, batting the ball down twice, 2-on-1. Parrish, shot no good. Peters, shot no good. Ends up back out to Lechby. Lechby shot, no good. And Raymer comes up with a rebound. Back out to Lechby up top. Lechby to Parrish. Parrish brings it back out up top of the key, gets it to Peters along the left side of the lane, and Ladwig's going to be guilty of a reaching foul. Well, I was wrong. Macy Rogers coming in. Elsie comes out. Ball comes into Peters. Peters' shot is blocked. I don't know if the foul's on Ladwig or Slavin. It's going to be on Ladwig. That's her third. Peters' shot is in and out. Second shot's good. Rogers inbounds it to McKim. McKim brings it up across the timeline. Raymer's there. To Rogers. Rogers sends it to Ladwig. Ladwig to Rogers. Shelby Rogers. Back to Ladwig at the right elbow. Shot is good. But they're only going to give her two. Osmus to Parrish. Parrish comes across the timeline. Has it up near center court, sends it over to Osmus, right wing. Osmus is going to shoot just inside the arc. Shot's no good. Shelby Rogers with the rebound. Tries to get it to her sister. And it ends up going out of bounds. It's going to be Knox County's ball. Elsie in for McKim. It all the way out to Osmus. Osmus is going to drive in the lane just inside the free throw line. A little jumper is good. Macy Rogers to Ladwig. Ladwig brings it up across the timeline, dribbles over the right wing, picks up the dribble to Elsie. He's going to shoot for three. Is too strong. Ends up in the hands of Peters. Up ahead to Raymer. Raymer's shot is no good. Lucky Ladwig didn't get a call on her for the foul. But then there's an over-back call against Knox County. Foul is going to be on number 34, which is Lori Peters, and that's her first. Macy Rogers running across the timeline. A little spin move. Back to Katie Smith, top of the key. Smith's going to have the ball stolen by Lechby, and she's going all the way. Leckby is like a little gnat. They get it all the way up the head to Shelby Rogers. She had the ball stolen from her, and Leckby's going to take the ball the other way. 2 minutes, 19 seconds left in the third. Tigers trailing this one 18-54. Ball comes in to Leckby, and she's wide open. Gets the easy shot. Macy Rogers brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Shelby Rogers, back out to Elsie at right wing. To Katie Smith. Smith over to Slavin. To Shelby Rogers in the paint. Her shot's no good. Macy Rogers with the rebound. The put back is good, and she also gets fouled. Foul is going to be on Becca Mallett. That is her second. Macy Rogers to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Shot is up, and it's an air ball. Parrish brings it back for Knox County. Guarded by Macy Rogers. Back to Parrish. Back to Becca Mallett up the top of the key. Mallett puts it on the floor, kicks it back to Parrish. Over to Osmus, the left wing. Osmus brings it back out. Bounce pass over to Becca Mallett, the right side. Back out to Osmus. In the paint to Amanda Woods. Shot no good. Macy Rogers with the rebound. And we're headed back the other direction. Threw it right between Emily Ladwick and Stephanie Elsie, and they didn't know which one it was coming to, so neither one of them grabbed it and went right straight out of bounds. Leckby, pass comes in to Osmus. Ball is tipped to come out. Macy Rogers gets her hands on it, and she's going to take it all the way. Decided at the last minute she's going to dump it off to Stephanie Elsie, but she gets fouled in the process. The foul is going to be on Stacy Leckby, and that's her second. Five team fouls on Knox. Ladwick to Elsie. Back to Ladwick. Ladwick squares up. Well, she thought about shooting three. Then they decide to send it in to Shelby Rogers. Ball is stolen. They take it. Knox County takes it all the way back for an easy layup. Ladwick brings it across the timeline, sends it to Macy Rogers. She's determined she's going to shoot a three, and she makes it. Parrish brings it across the timeline. 22 seconds left in the third. To Raymer, left wing. Raymer dribbles in the lane, but loses the handle on it, gets up in Becca Mallett's hands, back out to Leckby up at the top of the key. Leckby to Raymer, left wing. Raymer to Mallett. Mallett to Peters. Peters' shot is good in a lot of traffic. Time expires. And Knox County leads it 60-23. On the floor for the Tigers, we've got the Rogers sister, Caroline Slavin, Emily Ladwick, and Stephanie Elsie. Leckby has the ball for Knox County here at the beginning of the fourth. Tigers trail 60-23. Leckby to Woods. Woods nearly loses the handle on it, but Osmus picks it up. Sends it to Becca Mallett. And they're going to say Becca Mallett walked with it. Ladwick has it. Ladwick sends it to Rogers. She squares up the three again. This time it comes up short, bounces back to Osmus. Leckby will bring it back. Has it up the top of the key to Raymer. Raymer wants to send it in to Peters. Does. Peters able to make the shot. It's no good, but she gets her own rebound, and she's going to get fouled by Shelby Rogers. That's her first. Five team fouls apiece. Peters at the line. First shot's good. Second shot's good. Macy Rogers is going to bring the ball across the line for Brashear. Over to Ladwick on the right wing. Her shot is no good. Peters to Raymer. Raymer is going to take it all the way. Shot's no good. Peters gets the rebound. Out to Osmus, to Lechby up top. Lechby over to Raymer. Raymer's shot for three is good. Rogers brings it up across the timeline. Checks the ball up, no good. Peters with the rebound. Lechby's going to bring it the other way. Mallett has the right corner back out. Up top to Lechby, along to Peters. Peters' shot is good. Quite a few substitutions here. We got Katie Smith coming in, McKim in, Love in, Sydney Slavin in, Shelby Rogers the only one that stayed. McKim has it up top, sent bounce pass over to Katie Smith. Back to Slavin. Slavin in the corner to Love, up top to McKim. McKim over to Katie Smith, left side, shot no good. Amanda Wood with the rebound. Osmus is going to bring it the other way. Osmus comes across the timeline on the far side to Parrish. Parrish is going to square up for three. Shot no good. McKim comes up with the rebound. McKim wants to take it all the way, and she's going to get fouled in the process. Foul is on Osmus. That's her second. Sydney Slavin is going to inbound it for the Tigers. Slavin out to Love. Love over to McKim, the right corner. Back to Slavin, right side. Shot is up and no good. Osmus with the rebound. Osmus up ahead to Lechby. Lechby brings it across the timeline for Knox County. To Parrish. Parrish puts it on the floor. Sends it over to Lechby on the right wing. Lechby squares up for three, and it's good. Fair amount of traffic there, but she's able to convert. Love will bring it across for the Tigers. Love to McKim. McKim has a low pass, a little trouble, but she regathers it over to Love. Love back out to Smith. Smith to Love, left wing. To McKim in the paint. Shot is no good. Ball comes all the way up to head to Lechby. Lechby gets the easy shot up off the glass. Timeout on the floor. 3:59 left in the game. Knox County leads this one 72-23. To Slavin on the left side. Back out to Love. Pass to Smith is out of her reach. Goes out of bounds. Will be Knox County ball. Parrish comes across the timeline for Knox County. Sends it to Wood on the left side. She wants to drive the baseline. Runs into Slavin. Decides to bring it back out. Back out to Lechby. Lechby over to Parrish. Into Wood. Wood sends it back out to Lechby. Lechby drives it in the lane. Little jumper is no good. Well short, but Osmus is there. Dribbles out to the outside the arc. Turns around and puts it up, and it's good. McKim has it. Sends it back out to Katie Smith. Pops the key over to McKim. McKim shoots over her own player. Shot comes up short. Lechby has it, and we're headed the other direction. 2:54 left in the game. Lechby over to Osmus, right wing. Sends it in to Becca Mallett. And they're going to call Becca Mallett for pushing off. McKim has it. Her little shot is no good. Sydney Slavin with the rebound. It's good, and she's fouled. Slavin will go to the line. Took that one to the bank off the glass. 74-26. Parrish has it. Dribbles along the right side. Sends it to Osmus. Brings it out up the top. Parrish. And they're going to get Katie Smith for reaching. Osmus sends it to Mallett, left corner, back out to Osmus. Osmus to Parrish up top. Parrish dribbles the right side. Changes direction. Heads for along the left side of the lane. She's going to be fouled by McKim. So she'll go to the line. 1 minute left in this game. It may be over by the time we get these shots done. Parrish's shot is up and good. But she'll shoot another one. 75-26 now. Parrish's second shot is on its way, and it is good. Smith inbounds it to McKim. McKim brings it up across the timeline, 50 seconds left, over to Love on the left side. Back to Smith. Smith, bounce pass over to Rogers, into to Smith. Shot is partially deflected. Ball goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to Knox County. 32 seconds. Leckby has it. Leckby, guarded by Smith, comes, splits the defense, comes up and changes direction, pulls it back out. I think she's going to be satisfied to let time expire and let the Tigers go after it. Osmus has it. Over to Leckby. Leckby to Parrish. Parrish to Leckby. 7 seconds. Leckby to Osmus. 1.5. And that's it. The game's over. Knox County leads it 76-26. Clock's been reset for 10 minutes. And about that time, we'll start the boys' actions tonight. I want to give a shout-out to the cheerleaders tonight. For Brashear, we've got Ariel Smith, Katie Stewart, Destiny Ferdig, Amanda Horton, Heather Longano, and Courtney Moncrief. Coaches for Brashear are Don Wilburn on the boys and Heath Snyder for the girls. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. I think we're going to have the starting lineups here announced momentarily. For Knox County, we've got number 3, Keenan Gillespie. Number 11, Brett Wilkerson. Number 30, Lucas Hudson. 32, Dennis Bent. And number 40, Justin Reeves. For the Tigers, 23, Justin Hazen. 31, Matt Thomas. 33, Kylie Watson. 41, Ryan Ferdig. And last but not least, number 55, Trey Treasure. All right, we're ready to get underway. Dent will be jumping for Knox County. Treasure for the Tigers. Ball's up. It's going to be controlled by the Tigers. Watson to Hazen. Hazen. The ball is tipped by Dent. Shot's no good. Kylie Watson comes up with it. Up ahead to Trey Treasure, whose wide open shot is no good. And they're going to call Treasure with a foul. He had too much adrenaline going at that point. He was wide open at the time. Ball comes in. Gillespie has it. Gillespie to Wilkerson. Wilkerson sends it up ahead to Dent. Dent up ahead. Passes. Too strong. Goes out of bounds. And they come right back to Tigers. Hazen has it. Up ahead to Kylie Watson. Watson tries to get it to Treasure. Ball is poked out of bounds by Hudson. Stay with the Tigers. Ball comes in to Ferdig. Ferdig loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. Going to come right back to Knox County. Ball into Wilkerson. Wilkerson back to Gillespie, back up ahead to Dent. Gillespie has it, back to the corner, into Dent, left elbow, shot up off the glass is good. Thomas has it for the Tigers. Brings it across the timeline up to Furtick. Little jump shots, no good. Dent with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Ball's in the hands of Wilkerson. He's stripped, but it ends up in the hands of Dent. Back out. Kylie Watson comes up with it. He wants to take it the other way. Shot is no good, and it's dumped out of bounds by Hudson. Thomas is going to inbound it. Thomas to Treasure, and the shot is good, and he's fouled. Foul is going to be on number 30, Lucas Hudson. Treasure to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Treasure shot is good. Inbound to Gillespie. Gillespie sends it all the way up to Wilkerson. Wilkerson. Oh, into a wide open lead. He couldn't have been more wide open. Thomas gets it up ahead to Kylie Watson to trade Treasure, but it ends up in the hands of Reeves. Reeves, Gillespie. Gillespie pulls it up, sends it cross court out to Wilkerson to the corner. Into Reeves. Reeves shot up off the glass is good. Did a good job working around Treasure. Thomas up ahead. The pass is bad. Ends up in the hands of Gillespie. Gillespie takes it all the way. Coach Rover not happy about this. Timeout on the floor. Knox County jumps out there to an 8-3 lead. 5:56 left in the first. Thomas inbounds it to Hazen. Hazen guarded by Penn. Thomas brings it across the timeline into Furtick. Shot up off the glass is no good. Knox County able to use their height to get it up to Penn. Penn takes it all away and the shot rims around but stays in. Hazen has it for the Tigers. Hazen back to Watson, up to Thomas. Thomas up to Trey Treasure, left side, cross court to Hazen, shot for three is good. Thomas looked for the steal against Dent, and they're going to call him with a foul. That's going to be two on him. That's giving some direction to Knox County contingent along the side. Not sure what it was. I think they were getting a little bit interactive. We've got a packed house tonight here. The inbound comes to Gillespie. Gillespie brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Reeves. Reeves loses the handle on it, but it was knocked out, so it's going to be going to stay with Knox County. Penn brings it across the timeline, dribbles in the lane, and they're going to get Hazen for a reaching foul. That's his first. Third team foul on Bashir, one on Knox County. Dent's going to inbound it, and they're going to get Hudson for a push. So the ball will come right back to Tigers. Thomas has it to Hazen. Hazen comes up the timeline, gets it up to Furtick. Furtick into Kylie Watson. Somehow, boy, I'm not sure how that happened, but he lost the handle of it, but it ends up in the hands of Kylie Watson. He's able to get the shot. And Knox County's player stepped on the line. Now they're going to say it was poked out by Bashir, so it's going to stay with Knox County. Penn's going to inbound it. Up ahead to Dent. Dent back to Penn. Penn back to Dent on the left side. Back to Penn. Coach calls the play. Penn has it left wing. Sends it to Dent in the paint to Reeves, and he's fouled in the process, I think, by Kylie Watson. No, it's on Furtick. It's his first. Reeves will go to the line. 10-8, Knox County with the advantage. 4:27 left in the first. Reeves' shot is no good. Cody Snelling coming in for Furtick. Got Anthony Ambrosio in the game, too, for the Tigers. He slipped in there sometime. Reeves' second shot. And that one's no good either. Kylie Watson comes up with it to Thomas. Thomas brings it up across timeline to Ambrosia. Ambrosia's shot's no good. And somehow Knox County comes up with it, and we're headed the other direction. Hudson has it on the left side to Dent, the left corner. In the paint to Reeves. Reeves' shot is good. Boy, he muscled his way in there, too. Hazen has it. Bounce pass to Kylie Watson to Thomas. Thomas up ahead to Snelling, but the pass is a little too strong, but they're going to say it was... No, I thought they were going to say it was touched by Knox County, but it's going to be Knox County ball. Penn has it. Penn inbounds it to Hudson. Hudson back to Penn, up to Dent. Dent up ahead to Gillespie. Gillespie to Dent, gets it in the paint to Penn. Penn can't hold on to it, gets into Thomas's hands, and Reeves went to get it back, and they're going to call him with a foul. Thomas to Hazen. Hazen brings up across the timeline to Furtick, right wing. Furtick back to Thomas up top. Tries to pass it over to Hazen. Too much mustard on it. Goes out of bounds. In the Gillespie. Back to Penn. Sends it all the way up ahead to Reeves. Shot no good. Dent gets it back. Spin move. Shot no good. And Reeves got the ball, and they're going to get an over-the-back call on somebody from Brashear. 35, Cody Snelling. That's his first. 15,000 Brashear. They're going to say it was on the floor. Snelling comes out. Thomas comes back in. Penn's going to inbound it. Penn's out to Dent. Dent's going to shoot for three, and it's good. Hazen has it for Brashear. Hazen to Thomas. Thomas brings it across the timeline. He's going to get trapped. If they get it to Ambrosia, up to Kylie Watson. It was tipped out by Knox County, so it's going to stay with Brashear. Inbound to Hazen. Hazen has it up top. Guarded by Glassby over to Furtick on the right side. He's going to shoot for three, in and out, no good. And it's knocked out of bounds by Furtick, streaking to the basket, following his shot as they say you should. But it'll, with knocking out of bounds, it's going to come back to Knox County. They send it up ahead to the left side to Hudson. Hudson back out up top to Penn. Penn drives along the right side of the lane, loses control of it, and is poked out of bounds by Hazen. Brett Bryant checking in the game for Knox County. Penn inbounds it to Dent, out up top to Gillespie. Gillespie back to the corner to Bryant, into Dent, to Penn on the left side of the lane. He's shot up off the glass, is no good. Knocked out of bounds, and we're going to say it stays with Knox County. Penn will inbound it. Penn out to Dent. Dent wants to shoot for three. The ball was partially blocked. It goes out of bounds. So it'll come back to Brashear. Thomas to Ambrosia. Back to Thomas. 2:21 left in the first. 15-8. Knox County with the advantage. Ambrosia has it. He drives in the lane. And looks like it could have been a charge on Ambrosia, but he benefited from the foul call against Reeves, so he'll get to shoot two. Second foul on Reeves. Ambrosia's shot is good. 15-9 now. Second shot is on its way, and it's good. Mills is pretty good little free, pretty good free throw shooter. Tigers pressing. Get it up ahead to Dant over the left side to Hudson. Hudson nearly has the ball stripped from him, but it gets it out the pin around to Hudson. Hudson wants to shoot. Gets it to Dant though. Dant shot up off the glass is good. Boy, he's a man in the lane. Hazen has the ball. Up ahead to Kylie Watson. Watson shot from the free throw line is good. 17-12. Dent has it. Up ahead on the left side. Back to the corner. Back up to Dent, left wing. Back to Hudson up top. And they're going to get Hazen for a reaching foul, and they tried to get the ball in the blocks to Penn. That's his second, six fouls on Brashear. Penn will inbound it into Dent. Dent just about can't hold a handle on it. He's got it up top, send it into the lane, back over the right side. Shot for three is in and out. Ryan Fertig gets the rebound. Shot was by Bryant. Thomas drives in the lane, left-handed runner, in and out. Ambrosia had his hand on it. And they're going to get somebody from Knox County with a foul. The foul is going to be on 20, which is Mitchell Penn. That's his second. 15 fouls now in Knox County. Thomas sends it all the way out to Hazen. Hazen to Kylie Watson. Back to the corner. Shot is up and no good. Kylie Watson there comes up with it. Shot from the free throw line. No good. Up ahead to Dent. Pass to Gillespie. Gillespie around the horn over the right side. Back out up top. Back to the right wing to Hudson. Hudson back out up top. Back to Hudson right wing. Back out up top to Wilkerson. Wilkerson wants to drive along the right side of the lane. Tries to pass it across the lane. Hazen got his hands on it but couldn't hold on. Goes out of bounds, so it'll stay with Knox County. 28 seconds left in this first period. Dent inbounds it. Fertig puts it out of bounds. 26.3 seconds left. Dent inbounds it to Hudson. Hudson will bring it all the way out. Knox County, 18 seconds left. Back to Dent. Right wing, back out up top to Hudson. Hudson over the left side to Wilkerson. Wilkerson back to Hudson. Back to Wilkerson, in the paint to Dent. Spin move, and he's going to get fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be on 33, which is Kylie Watson. 4.5 seconds left. That's Watson's first 17 fouls on Brashear. Owen set to check in for the Tigers. Dent's first shot is good. Owens comes in for Watson. Sure, the coach doesn't want any silly fouls with 4 seconds left. Second shot is good. Thomas to Ambrosia. Ambrosia to Thomas. Thomas, long range shot is no good. So at the end of one, Knox County leads this one 19-12. If you're just joining us, Knox County girls run away with it, 76-26. This one obviously is considerably closer. So stay tuned. We'll be ready for the second quarter play here momentarily. All right, beginning the second quarter. Wilkerson has it. Sends it to Bryant. Bryant shot's no good. Kylie Watson comes up with a strong rebound to Hazen, to Thomas. Thomas dribbles in the lane, and he's going to get fouled by Bryant. Pretty clear foul there. That's Bryant's first. Thomas at the line. Knox Thomas is first. Is good. Thomas the old southpaw. Ball is no good. Dent with the rebound. Cross court over to Bryant. He drives the baseline. He's going to get fouled by Watson, and that is going to be, is that three on him? No, two. So Hudson to the line. Both teams now in the bonus. Hudson's first shot is nothing but net. Second shot is good as well. Knox County ball falls back. Hazen comes across the line. Into Kylie Watson, into Trey Treasure. Kicks over to the right side of the lane, is able to put it in. Knox County up ahead to Dixon. Dixon throws a cross-court pass over to Bryant. In the paint to Dent. Dent shot over a whole bunch of people, not able to convert. Thomas has it. He sends it up ahead to Hazen. Hazen back out to Thomas. Shot for three. It's good. I think that was helped in by Dixon from Knox County. I think he was going for the ball, but he just got enough elevation to help to get in. Dent with the rebound. No shot, no good. Hudson shot, no good. Thomas with the rebound. Up ahead to Furtig. Furtig is going to take it all away. Little runner is good. 21-20 now. Knox County not liking this a bit. So with 6:31 left in the half, Tigers made up several points here, and they're just trailed by one. So a timeout on the floor, 6 minutes, 31 seconds left in the half. The score is 21-20, Knox County. All right, after the timeout, it's Knox County's ball. Dixon brings it across the timeline and hands it off to Hudson. Hudson sends it back up top to Penn. Penn to Hudson, left side. Back to Gillespie, cross court to Penn. Back to Hudson. Hudson to Gillespie from the corner, shot is in and out. Trey Treasure with the rebound. To Thomas, up ahead to Furtig. Furtig's going to take it all the way to Furtig. Tigers now with the lead. Gillespie has the ball. Over to Penn. Penn nearly loses it. Back out up top. Back to Penn, right wing. Penn to the corner to Hudson. Hudson back to Penn. Penn puts it on the floor. Back out up top. Hazen went for the steal. Knox County able to put it in. Shot by Hudson. Hazen. Back to the corner. Shot from the corner is good for three. Tigers ahead 25-23. Gillespie has it. Wilkerson up top to Dent, and Dent walked with it. Ambrosia set to check in for Furtig. Hazen has it. Walks it up to the timeline. Bounce pass over to Ambrosia. Back to the corner. Back out up top by Ambrosia. Shot up off the glass is no good. Dent with the rebound. And they're going to get Ambrosia with a reaching foul. And that'll send Dent to the line. That's his first, but it's 9 team fouls. First shot's good. Dent's second shot. It's good as well. So we're all tied up at 25. Thomas has it for the Tigers. Brings it up across the timeline. Over to Hazen, right side. Hazen puts it on the floor. Back it up top, Ambrosia. Back to Hazen. Hazen squares up for three. Shot no good. Thomas somehow in all that mess comes up with the rebound. Shot no good. Trey Frazier puts it up for the second time and gets it. Penn has it. Sends it to Gillespie, the right corner. Back out to Penn, around the horn over to Wilkerson. Shot for three is no good. Thomas has it, brings it across the timeline in a hurry and has the ball pushed by Gillespie right in the hands of Knox County. And they're going to get Hazen with the foul. Boy, it sure looked like he was set, but they're going to give that advantage an awful lot of time to the man with the ball. Shot's good. That's three fouls on Hazen. And Gillespie will go to the line. 10 team fouls now on Brashear. Snelling set to check in for Hazen. He'll probably be done for the half, I would imagine. A lot of time left. Gillespie's shot is in and out. And we're going to call another foul. This time it's going to be on Knox County. It's on 32, which is Dent. That's his first. And Watson will go to the line. Fouls on Knox County, so Kylie will need to hit this one. And he doesn't. Somehow Ryan Furtick got around Dent, but he knocked it out of bounds rather than get the ball. Thomas comes back in. Snelling comes out. Still tied at 27. Knox County with the ball. Hudson has it. Penn loses the handle on it. Then he's going to get an over-the-back call. Wow. This is an intense game, ladies and gentlemen. All knotted up at 27, 3:59 left in the half. 10 team fouls on Brashear, 7 on Knox County. Ambrosia has it up top to Thomas. Thomas gets it in the paint to Kylie Watson. The ball is partially tipped. Comes up ahead to Hudson, and he's able to split the defense, put it in off the glass. Snelling. Ball is partially blocked. It ends up in the left corner to Brashear has it. And they're going to call a foul on 20, which is Penn. That's his third. 18 fouls now on Knox County. Snelling to the line. First shot. It's an air ball. Knox County gets it across the line. Hudson has it. To the left side to Bryant. Bryant to Gillespie to Dent in the left corner. Back it up top to Bryant over the left side, the right side that is, to Hudson. Hudson cross court, and they're going to call a foul. No, I take that back. They're going to call 3 seconds is what it is. Thomas going to bring it up. Knox County falls back. Thomas to Furtick. Furtick, shot, little jump shot is good. Boy, he was shooting over a lot of people. We're all tied up again now at 29. Gillespie brings it across the timeline, and Furtick is able to get a foot on it and kicks it back out of bounds. Gillespie will inbound it right in front of the scorer's table. To Hudson. Hudson back to Gillespie in the paint. To Wilkerson. I picked that back. To Penn. And they're going to call a foul on Treasure. And that's his third. Picked that back. It was Reeves going to the line. His first shot's good. Treasure is going to come back out and sit out. 30-29. Reeves' second shot is good. Thomas, Ambrosia, back to Thomas. Thomas brings it up across the timeline over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia wants to drive the baseline. And a little spinning around, misdirection stuff. Shot's no good, but he's fouled. They're going to call a foul on Reeves, and that's his third. Ambrosia to the line to shoot two. First shot, in and out. Ambrosia usually pretty reliable. Reeves is going to sit down. Second shot is on its way, and this one's good. 30-31, Knox County with the advantage. Hudson brings it across the timeline. To Gillespie, back to Hudson, around the left, the right corner. To Bryant, shot no good. Ambrosia with the rebound. Ambrosia up ahead to Fertig. Fertig drives in the lane, the little floater's no good. And they get it all the way up ahead. Shot is no good. Oh, man. Ambrosia, bring it back. 2 minutes left. Ambrosia to Thomas. Back to the corner. To Kylie Watson. Watson back to Thomas and blocks. Shot up off the block. He partially blocked it. Comes up with it, and they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on 33, which is Kylie Watson. That's his third. Lot of fouls in this half of play. .148 left in the half. Knox County leads it by one, 31-30. Dent shot. Hits the front end of the iron, but rolls in. Jay Scudder coming in for his first action tonight. Kylie Watson will sit down, presumably, for the rest of the half. Dent's second shot is also good. Thomas, Ambrosia, back to Thomas. Thomas over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia squares up for three, and it's good. All tied up again, 33. Bryant brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Gillespie, left side, back to Bryant up top. Bryant to Gillespie, Gillespie in the paint, the Dent shot up off the glass. Boy, he was just too much for Scudder. He is a man among boys out there. Thomas brings it across the timeline to Ambrosia. Ambrosia up ahead to Thomas. Thomas can't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. Sonder checking in. For Snelling. Bryant has it. Back to the corner to Dixon. Back to Hudson on the left side. Hudson cross-court pass to Bryant. Gets it into the lane. They're going to call a foul on the floor. Dixon was who had it. And the foul is going to be on 31, which is... Must be Thomas. First shot's good. 51 seconds left in this first half. Dixon's second is on its way. This one's no good. Scudder comes up with the rebound. Thomas is going to bring it the other way. Up ahead to Ferdy, who's wide open. Gets it. Knox County up to Dent on the left side. Dent, cross-court pass over to Bryant. Bryant into Dent. And they're going to call a foul. And I think it's going to be on Thomas. That'll send Dent to the line. 36-35, Knox County with the lead. The second on Thomas. Dent, first shot's good. 32 seconds left. And we've had a boatload of fouls. Second shot is good. I don't think Dent has missed a single foul shot. Thomas has it. Up ahead to Furtick on the right side. Furtick nearly has the ball stripped on him. Splits. And they get it up to Furtick. Shot no good. And Sterling's able to get the rebound and the putback. How about that? Get it up ahead to Dent. 10 seconds left. Cross court to Gillespie. Gillespie up ahead to Bryant up top the key. Dent, long range shots, no good. Time expires and a half. Knox County leads it 38-37. Wow, what a first half. So stay tuned. We'll be back in about 10 minutes for the second half of tonight's matchup between the Brashear Tigers and the Knox County Eagles. We got a good one tonight, folks, so stay tuned. All right, we're about ready to get underway in the second half of tonight's game. A real good one. Knox County leads this one by one, 38-37. It's going to be Brashear's ball here to start the second half. Thomas is set to inbound it to awaiting Hazen. Ball comes in, Hazen has it. Walks it up across the timeline. Bounce pass over to Furtick, right wing. Furtick back out Thomas, top of the key. Treasure over to Hazen, left side. Shot for three is no good. Oh, man. If you're able to basically steal the ball, get the easy basket. That guy from Knox County was just mugged. Shot by Knox County, no good. Hazen has it. Hazen brings across the timeline to Furtick. Furtick. Back to Thomas. Back to Furtick. Dribbles it in. Shot up off his glass is no good. It was out of bounds. Hazen was trying to gather it up. It kind of rolled out of bounds, so it's going to be Knox County's ball. Wilkerson up ahead to Hudson. Hudson has the left wing. Hudson back up top. Around the horn over the right wing. To Gillespie, cross court, left block, shot is no good. Knox County comes up with it. And it's Reeves that has it. In the paint to Treasure, ball is lost. Hazen somehow comes up with it, sends over to Thomas. Thomas, Kylie Watson shoot for the blocks is no good. Dent comes up with it, sends it all the way up ahead. Hazen's going to have to get set. Back to Reeves. Reeves able to put it in. Hazen comes across the timeline. Over to Furtick. Furtick back to Hazen. Squares up for three. Shot no good. Dent with the rebound. Nearly has the ball stolen from him, but he gets it up ahead to Wilkerson. Brings it across the timeline to Gillespie, left corner. Gillespie up top, back to Gillespie, left corner to Dent, squares up for three. This one's going to be no good. Thomas with the rebound. Thomas comes up across the timeline to Kylie Watson. About a 15-foot jumper is good. Wilkerson brings it across in the paint to Reeves. Shot up off the glass is good. Tigers are being a little careful not to draw the foul. Hazen with the ball. To Furtick, right wing. Back to Thomas up top. Back to Kylie Watson. Another one of those jump shots. This one's no good. Dent with the rebound. Knox County shuffles it in the lane. And the pass was to Reeves. He couldn't handle it. And it was touched by about three or four Brashear players before it went out of bounds. Dent's going to inbound it. in the pin. Pin, a strong looking shot up off the glass. Furtig has it. He's going to shoot the three. Shot no good. Furtig gets his own rebound. This one is 46-43, Knox County. Hudson has it. Cross court over to Glaspie. In the paint, the dip. And they're going to call a pushing foul on the floor. It's going to be on Kylie Watson. That's his fourth. Scudder set to check in. 4:58 left in the third. Inbound pass goes all the way up top in the lane to Penn. Penn brings it out, hands it off to Hudson. Hudson over the left side to Penn. Penn back out to Hudson, around the horn over to Gillespie. Gillespie back to Penn. Penn drives it in, shot up off the glass is good. Treasure was there, but he backed it off so he didn't draw the foul. Thomas over to Treasure, shot for three, no good. Ends up in the hands of Dent. Bashir had the rebound. Knox County has the ball, stripped by Thomas to Hazen. Hazen comes up across the timeline, dribbles it in the lane, scoop shot, no good. And it's going to stay with Bashir. Ambrosia set to check in for the Tigers. Comes in for Scudder. Tigers looking for the offense here. 48-43, they're down. Thomas to Furtig. Bounce pass out to Hazen. Over to Thomas. Thomas drives in the lane. Left-handed shot, no good. Knox County with the rebound. Den has it. Sends it up ahead to Gillespie. Gillespie sends it in. Oh, nice looking play. But shot is no good. They get it to a wide open Reeves. He's not able to do anything with it. Ambrose is going to shoot for three. This one's no good. Dent with the rebound. Gillespie has it. Two on one. Knox County able to maximize. 50-43. And does. Coach Wilburn doesn't like what he sees. Call timeout. So with 3:36 left in the third, Knox County leads us from 50-43. All right. After the timeout, it's going to be Bashir's ball. Thomas is going to inbound it to a waiting Hazen. Hazen brings it up. Top of the key. Sends it to Ambrosia, right side. Back out to Thomas, around the horn to Hazen. Hazen wanted to send it in. Back to Thomas. Thomas drives along the right side of the lane. Shot is in, out, no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound and the putback. Knox County sends it to Dent on the left side. Dent guarded by Treasure. Wants to send it in, but Treasure gets a hand on it, pokes it up, and Thomas comes up with it. Treasure now hands it on the right side to a streaking Thomas. He goes up for the shot, and they're going to call a jump ball. Coach Wilburn not happy that it wasn't called as a foul. He didn't get it. Thomas was up in the air, ready to shoot, and somebody from Knox County got their hand on the ball. Knox County has it over on the right side. Back it up top to Gillespie, over to left side, shot no good. Penn with the rebound. Can't believe there's not a foul in all that mess. Finally there is. They're going to call the foul on Knox County. I don't think Knox County's coach could believe that. There were about three shots in that. Thomas has it over on the left side. Back to Ambrosia, left corner. Ambrosia dribbles it out, hands it off to Thomas, cross court to Hazen. Hazen puts it on the floor between his legs to Trey Treasure. To Ambrosia along the lane. They could have called the same thing, but this time they got a foul. Ambrosia will go to the line. The foul is on 32, Greg Dent. That's his third. First shot, no good. Furtick checking in for Thomas. Ambrosia usually pretty reliable. This one's good. Inbound comes to Hudson. Hudson brings it across to Dent. Dent sends it back up the top to Penn. Penn back to Dent. Back to the left corner. Can't see who is it has it. He sends it all the way back up top to Penn. Penn to the right-hand corner to Gillespie. Couple of times up in the air. Tigers have a hard time with these. With the rebounds, you got three players about 6'4" for Knox County. Hazen has its left side, dribbles the three throw line over to Furtick. Furtick back to Hazen, whose shot for three is partially tipped. Furtick with the rebound, he's able to put it in. Furtick is an awful good shooter from about the 12-foot line or 12-foot mark along the baseline. Shot for three is no good. Furtick with the rebound. Hazen has it. Comes across the timeline. Dribbles between his legs. Sends it over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia back to Hazen. Hazen drives in the lane. Shot's no good. Dent with the rebound. And we'll head the other direction. But there's a lot of people from Knox County there. They're going to get Furtick with the foul. It was one of those deals where the Knox County boy thought about going up. Double clutched, and Furtick ended up right on top of it. That's his second. Two team fouls apiece now. 48-52, Knox County with the lead. First shot, good. High arcing shot by Hudson. Treasure comes out, Scudder comes in. Second shot is good. .54-28. Treasure comes in for Scudder. They just had him in there momentarily for the rebound. Hazen has it. Thomas up the head to Hazen. The ball is tipped. Ends up in the hands. Boy, a lot of action there. Coach for Knox County is telling him to slow down. A lot of action and nothing came from it. Thomas has it for Bashir. Sends it up ahead to Hazen. Hazen dribbles between his legs. Sends it over the right side to Thomas. Drives in the lane to Furtick on the left block. Shot is up and good. 37 seconds left in the third. 54-50. Inbounds, Penn to Dent, back to Penn, around the horn to the top of the key, over the right side. Shot for three is no good. Hazen comes up with it. Hazen is going to take it all the way, and he's going to get fouled in the process, and I think it's going to be on Penn. And that's his fourth. Ambrosia will inbound it with 14 seconds left in the third. Knox County leads it 54-50. Scudder's coming back in for Treasure. Avoiding that foul. To Thomas. To Hazen up top. Over to Ambrosia. His shot for three is no good. Furtick with the rebound. His shot is good. 5 seconds left. Dent has it, squares up for three, no good. So at the end of three, Tigers are right back in this one, trailing by 54-52. Stay right here with us, we'll be right back. All right, we're ready to get underway in the fourth period. It's going to be Tigers ball. Thomas is going to inbound it to Hazen. Hazen has it. Back to Thomas, left side. Thomas, cross court to Purdy. Back out to Hazen. Hazen drives it to the elbow. Back to Ambrosia on the right side. Ambrosia to Hazen. Top of the key. To Ambrosia, right wing. Back to Furtig. Furtig dribbles it in. Shot is an air ball. Rebound by Penn. Penn takes in the lane right in the hands of Treasure. And they're going to get Hudson with a foul. Hudson was taking, or Treasure was taking it right into the lane. It's going to be, it was before he got to the basket, so it's on the floor. Four team fouls on Knox County, so they're not shooting just yet. Furtig has it left wing. Furtig wants to drive the lane, and he's going to get fouled again by Hudson. That's going to be three on him, and this one's going to be a shooting foul. Furtig now has a chance to tie us up. First shot, no good. Well, not this time. Second shot. This one's no good either. Penn has it. Sends it over the right side to Gillespie. In the lane to Dent. Shot is no good. Trey Treasure comes up with the rebound. Thomas is going to bring it the other way. Comes across the timeline. Drives in the lane. Scoop shot and no good. And goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it was last touched by Brashear. Snelling is going to inbound it. No, I'm sorry, that's Penn. Penn to Hudson. Hudson comes across the timeline to the left wing. Hudson back to Penn. Around the horn, over to Gillespie. Gillespie back to Penn, back to the left corner. Back out up top, in the paint to Dent. Oh boy, the shot no good, but Knox County is able to get the rebound. That is Reeves, and gets the putback. Tigers, Ambrosia. Ambrosia drives it in the lane, shot is up and good. Boy, I don't see how that one fell. Tigers better get back in a hurry. They do. Get it to Dent. Pass it into Reeves. Shot is bounces off the back of the iron. Up ahead to Trey Treasure. Treasure shot for three is in and out. Dent with the rebound. Dent has it. The pin. And they're going to get Snelling with the foul. Pin was driving right along the line. Right in front of the scorer's table. That's his second. He's coming out along with Ambrosia. Inbounds to Gillespie. Gillespie tries to get it ahead to Reeves. Reeves can't hold on to it, and it goes out of bounds. So it's going to come back to the Tigers. Hazen fell down going for the steal. But his efforts caused the errant pass. Hazen has it up top of the key over to Thomas, right side. Thomas drives it in, sends it over to Furtig, drives the baseline. Shots up and good. My gosh, he's good with that. We're all tied up again. 5:56. Hudson has it, left side. Back out up top to Wilkerson. Around the horn over to Gillespie on the right wing. Cross court. Ball is nearly poked out of bounds. And they're going to call a foul. I'm afraid it may be on Tyler Watson. No, they're calling it on Treasure. That's his fourth. 5 minutes, 15 seconds. 10 will go to the line. Penn's shot is good. Scudder coming back in for Treasure. Luke Wilburn making use of his reserves because of the foul troubles we've got. Penn's second shot. This one's no good. Kylie Watson comes up with it to Thomas. Thomas comes up across the line. Up ahead to Purdy. Purdy's going to drive that baseline again. The shot's same result. Tigers back in the lead again. Penn has it. Left side. Gets it into Dent. Dent able to put it in. Surprised it wasn't a foul there. Hazen has it. Drives it in the paint. Shot from the free throw line. Is up. No good. Purdy with the putback. 60-59. Tigers with the lead. Somehow, bad pass. Thomas is going to take it all the way. Shot's good! Woo! Boom goes the dynamite. Knox County with a timeout. 4:23 left in the fourth. Tigers with the biggest lead of the game. 3 points. 62-59. Penn to Hudson. Hudson shot for three is no good. Dent with the rebound. And Scudder gets his hand on it and blocks the shot. Scudder putting that 6'4" or 5" frame to the edge, but does go out of bounds. Dent will inbound it, sends it all the way up top to Hudson. Hudson around the horn over to Glaspie. Glaspie back to the corner. The left shot for three, no good. Out of bounds. It's an air ball. So it'll come back to Tigers. 4 minutes left in the game. Hazen has it. Knox County falls back. Hazen walks it across the timeline, sets the offense, sends it to Thomas. Thomas back to Furtig. Furtig drives it in the free throw line. Shot, no good. Dent with the rebound. All the way up to Glaspie. Glaspie worried to death. They get it over to Dent. They get it into the paint. Shot off over Scudder is no good, but Knox County gets the rebound. All the way over the rim. Hazen has it. Hazen. Hazen takes it up. Shot no good. Knox County gets it. 2-on-1. Kylie Watson rims it out of bounds. Ambrosia set the check in. It'll stay with Knox County, but they didn't get the cheap two-point shot. Inbound it to the left corner. Shot for three. Good. Hazen has it. 62-62. To Thomas, right wing. Back out up top, around the horn. Shot for three by Hazen. No good. Thomas with the rebound. Put back, no good. Dent with the rebound. Up ahead to Reeves. This time he's fouled by Scudder. Wasn't quite in position on that one. So Reeves will go to the line to shoot two. Reeves a shot. No good. Trey Treasure checking back in for Scudder. Scudder gave some good quality minutes there. .257 left in the game. Reeves' the second shot is on its way. This one's good. Hazen has the ball for the Tigers. Brings it up across the timeline. Over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia to Treasure. Treasure loses a handle on it. Ends up in the hands of Knox County. We're headed the other direction. Over to Dent up top. Dent back to Glaspie right side. And they're going to call a foul, I think, on Thomas. Yep. It's three on him. He's on the floor. Inbounds to Dent. He's going to shoot for three. It's no good. Penn with the rebound, and he's going to get fouled, and he gets the shot. foul is going to be on 21, which is Ambrosia. That's his second. 17 fouls now on the Tigers. Timeout by Coach Wilbur. Knox County has a bit of a run going here. They're ahead now, 65-62. All right, Penn's at the line. Chance to shoot for one more. Basket was good. As is this one, 66-62. 2:24 left in the game. Hazen has it, comes across the timeline, sends it over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia up ahead to Treasure. And they're going to say he walked with it, and he did. That was a good call. I think he slipped is what happened. He was trying to get leverage to push Dent a bit, and his foot slipped. Penn has it up top. Sends it over to Glaspie, the right side. Back to Penn. Into Dent. Dent. To Reeves. Shot up off the glass is good. Thomas has it for Bashir. To Hazen. Hazen nearly has the ball stripped. And they're going to call a foul on Hudson. That's his fourth. Kind of a cheap foul. Thomas into Hazen. Hazen, top of the key to Fertig. Fertig in traffic to Tyler Watson, and they're going to call a foul, and it's one-on-one. Foul is going to be on 40, which is Reeves. And that's five on him. Reeves is done. Which is probably a good thing for this year, because they've got a lot of shots off of Reeves, getting at him into him in the block. Watson shot, no good. Dent, of course, with the rebound. Hands it off to Penn. Penn will bring it back the other way. Penn to Wilkerson. And Wilkerson's fouled by Hazen. Well, I guess we'll see what kind of a free throw shooter Wilkerson is. He was the substitute to Reeves, so he's getting some pretty early action, pretty limited action in this game, I should say. First shot, good. 69-62. Second shot, it's good as well. Thomas has it. Tries to get it in to Treasure, but puts it right in the hands of Penn. Dent has it. Puts it in off the glass. Tigers are going for the steal. Tyler Watson drives in the lane, ends up in the hand of Thomas. He's able to get the shot. Tigers now trail by 8. 1 minute, 2 seconds left in the game. Tigers got a lot of distance to make up in very little time. Snelling set to check in the game. Wouldn't be surprised if they're not going to use him to do the fouling. On the floor we have Kyle Watson, Snelling, Ambrosia, Fertig, and Thomas. It's going to be Knox County's ball. Penn's going to inbound it. Ambrosia went for the steal and nearly got it, but he poked it out of bounds, so it'll stay with Knox County. Penn will inbound it over on the far side. Inbound pass was errant. Fertig got his hands on it. And Hedson went right over the top of Furtick, so they called a foul on him. Furtick to the line, and that's five fouls on Hedson. Bryant checks back in. This crowd is rip-roaring excited. Tigers still have 8 points to make up and only a minute to do it in. Official timeout to set 58 seconds instead of a minute. Furtick at the line. First shot is good. Boy, he did everything but come out. Didn't get the second one, though. Free throw shot, and we had the score put it on Knox County rather than Beshear. But we got another foul, and now Knox County's shooting. That one's good. Now they do have 73. Good. Yep. It rolled around like a toilet bowl. Thomas has it. 47 seconds left. To Hazen. Hazen has it up top. In the paint to Kylie Watson. It was partially tipped. Ends up in the hands of Knox County, but then Trey Treasure or somebody down there got their hands on it when they were out of bounds, and so it'll stay with Knox County. 35 seconds left, 74-65. Tim's having trouble getting it in. He called a timeout. So with timeout on the field, Knox County leads it 74-65. They get it in. And the foul is going to be on Stelling, as I suspected. Wilkerson will go to the line again. 31 seconds left. Treasure and Hazen come back in. Ambrosia and Thomas come out. No, I'll take that back. I'm not sure who came out. Thomas just switched the side of the lane he's going to be on. This time, first shot's no good. But Wilkerson will shoot two because there's 10 fouls now on Beshear. That one is good. Thomas has it. 29 seconds left. To Treasure. Treasure back to Thomas. Shot for three. Partially tipped and blocked, and they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on somebody from Beshear. They're all headed back the other direction. Foul is going to be on 41, which is Furtick, and that's his third. This one's all but done. First shot by 10 is no good. Second shot. That one's good. Thomas has it. Brings it across the timeline to Hazen. Hazen to Trey Treasure. Drives the lane. Little floater no good. The putback is no good. And the third shot is no good, but they're going to get bent with a foul with 8 seconds left. Closer to the line. Shot's good. Tigers down by 10, 76-66. Treasure's second shot. Good. Just not enough time, though. Tigers get the steal, but time expires. And that's it. Knox County wins it, 76-67. Great ball game until the very end. Tigers had let this one get away a little bit. Girls' game was more of a blowout, 76-26. This is John Slavin. Thanks for joining us. Had some good basketball here in the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri. And until next time, have a good evening.